We continue our learning the Lishmas David ben Menachem shem Chan Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shavuos Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. Shavua shelo ochal. Person takes a shavua, he's not going to eat. Va'achal pas chitin upas saorin upas kusbin. And he ate bread made out of wheat, made out of barley, and made out of spelt. Eino chayev ela achas. He's only chayev once. One set of malkos, one carbon if he was done bishogeg. Why? Because he included them in one statement. He says shelo ochal shavua shelo ochal. So shelo achal, it's all part of one shvua. So if you eat different types of bread, all he's doing is violating this shvua several times during one state of helem, of unawareness. And therefore, he's chayv only one carbon. Shvua, one carbon all of a yorid. What about shvua shelo achal paschitin upasorin paskos? But now he specifies the different types of bread he's not going to eat. He didn't say shvua shelo achal, period, and ended up eating those three types. He says, I'm not going to eat bread made out of wheat, bread out of barley, bread made out of spelt, va'achal, and end up eating all three. Chayav achal achas achas, yichayav for each and every one a separate karmon. Since he said the word pas in each and every time, we assume that he wanted each one to be a separate shvua. So when he says, what is shvua shelo ochal, paschitin, pasorn, paskuspin, he really saying, I will not eat. It's really shvua shelo achal paschitin, shvua shelo achal pasorn, shvua shelo achal paskuspin. If his kavana was that he wanted to specify these three types of bread as all part of one shvua, then what should you have said? He said, I will not eat. Wheat bread, nor not barley bread, and not spelt bread. And he didn't have to say paschitin shouldn't have a time. He could have said shvua shelo achal paschitin velo saorin velo kusbin. The fact that it says pas each and every time, so therefore it's chayav kol achas achas. His intention was to have three separate shvuos. Now, maybe he could have said pas of wheat, barley, and spelt. Forget about the no. That would have been enough to make them into one shvua, but the Gemara says, and first him explain based on the Gemara, maybe we would have thought that he's saying, oh, I'm not going to eat a piece of bread made out of, we combine, sometimes we have breads made of with the different grains mixed together. So maybe that's what it would mean if he said shvua shelo ochal paschitim saorin kusmin. So maybe a mixture. So therefore, we specifically say in the Mishnah, it's where he says olochal paschitim pasorin paskusmin, each and every, the word pas before each and every one, to tell us obviously that it's a separate shvua, a separate isra for each and every one. Paragimel Mishnah Gimel shvua shelo esteh. Here a similar thing. A person takes a shvua, I'm not going to drink. V'shasa mashkin harbe, and drank different types of beverages. Eno chayv ala achas, chayv only one carbon shvua. It's all considered one. It's all considered one shvua. What about shvua shelo esteh yain v'shemen udvash? He says, shvua, I'm not going to drink wine, oil, or honey. V'shasa, and drank each and every one of them. Chayav kol achas v'achas. Now, here we don't have the word pas in front of it. He says, yain v'shemen udvash. So the Gemara says that it could be, on daf, chav gimel, you know, it could be that he's saying, no, maybe this is all one shvua, which prohibits these three, and that's all. And other drinks he can drink. He should be able to drink water, able to drink orange juice. Shvua shelo esteh yain v'shemen udvash, and he drinks them, why you chayv kol achas v'achas? Maybe this is no, like I had the word pas in the previous mission, you don't have that over here. So therefore the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the case is, how I know in this situation it's a separate shvua each and every one when he says shvua shelo esteh yain v'shemen udvash. Because he's speaking about a case where someone is being maftzer, someone's pestering, someone's urging someone to drink. So Reuven's coming over to Shimon, says, I want you to drink. He say, I want you to drink wine, I want you to drink oil, I want you to drink honey. And what does he say? I'm not going to do so. And then he takes a shua, he reinforces it by taking a shua. You know what? I take a shua of shelo esteh yain v'shemen udvash. That's the case of the Mishnah. That's his response. So if someone's urging him to drink all these three, join me for drinking wine, oil, and honey. And he says, no, I take a shua, I'm not going to drink it all with you. So that would have been enough to make it into one shvua. And he would to reinforce that he's refusing to drink with him. Why do you have to say shelo esteh yain v'shemen udvash? You have to specify all three. So the answer is must be that he had in mind that each one should be a separate shvua, and therefore he's chayav a korban for all achas v'achas for each and every one.